when I got a traffic apprenticeship, and I was sent to do my basic training at Berkhamsted. And my impressions last thing were how extraordinarily antique everything was. There were people working by gaslight. There wasn't a typewriter in the place. It was like people on high stools and desks. It was like stepping back a long way. I'd been to Euston House and that sort of thing, which was quite nice and modern. When you got out there, it was really quite an eye-opener. You know, I learned a bit about what was going on. The London Northwestern Main Line was congested, as always, no wonder people didn't like using us because, frankly, we're hopelessly unreliable. And after that, I went down to did my goods station training at Camden, largely run by the LDC, like so many bits of VR then were. They had a number of skills, though. The capstan men there had a fine art of getting these wagons into roads around these capstan, the dummies, which the unpowered ones you probably remember, where the rope went round. And there didn't seem to be many accidents, although it was a highly dangerous thing. Again, would never be allowed now, these whipping ends of ropes. To think that we decided we couldn't build long wheelbase stock because of capstans and hoists at places like Camden and Broad Street is incredible. But that was what's alleged, and we went on building van fits and the like in the modernisation plan, whereas we should have consigned them long since to history, but that's the way it was. And then I went to Euston to do my big station training, again mildly chaotic, again run by the staff, and the trains came in and the parcels weren't unloaded and the staff went weaseling, and no wonder you got stood outside because it was half an hour before anybody got round to unloading the train because they were busy waiting on passengers, as the term went. As a piece of business management, it was absolutely disgraceful. But the traditions died hard.